It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3:03. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Oh, is it Monday? We're going to issue one of those warnings, right, Jerem? Ebola, be on the lookout for. Our news guy, where's Charles? Hope everything's okay. All right, well, we'll keep you updated, I promise you. Whatever is or is not actually happening as we head through the day. We do have rain, that much I can tell you. I know that the weather forecast is talking about throughout the day. Well, I got news for you. I'm looking at it. And we're going to be hit. We got the next couple of days going to be rain, so you just have to be aware of that. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is going to be with us in just about 30 minutes. We have, what was the last count? 400,000 criminals within the ranks of the 20 million illegal aliens that our not ready for primetime vice president has admitted into the nation. 400,000. Now, you know I'm not a numbers guy, but even I know that's a pretty big number. Where are these criminals? Are they simply doing the crimes that Americans don't want to do anymore? Seems, well, at best, a little bizarre, don't you think? You know what else is going on right now? Americans are in deep, deep trouble right now, as we speak, as a result of Hurricane Helene. And that includes people here in our beautiful Commonwealth of Virginia. Where is Senator Tiny Tim Kaine? Where is Senator Mark Constipation Warner? Fundraisers. They're at fundraisers. I don't know that Tiny Tim Kaine could find Virginia on a map. I really don't. Now, I would spot Warner, the identification of Virginia on the map, because he's going to be seated while he's looking at it, and well, anyway. Governor Youngkin and Mrs. Youngkin, our First Lady, were down there meeting with the first responders, meeting with the families who were displaced as a result of Hurricane Helene. But you will notice the senators are conspicuous by their absence. They don't think it's important enough. They are off engaged in another big-time left-wing fundraiser. It's a little bit like the president and the vice president. Former President Trump is on the ground in Georgia meeting with first responders and families who were impacted by Hurricane Helene. That's where former President Trump is. Current President Joe Biden, he's in the White House. Taking a nap, probably, right? It's 3 o'clock. It's nap time. Where's Kamala Harris, the vice president? Well, she's at a fundraiser. And really, if you ever have any questions about how these people really feel about you, really feel about me, there's your answer. There's your answer. Oh, we have a little... Well, Jerem, let me do this. We have a little piece of sound, Jeremy's telling me here, about some of the... how do we phrase it? Because, remember, illegal immigrant is no longer allowed. Illegal alien is no longer allowed. Then it became what? Undocumented. And to me, undocumented means I walked out of the house and didn't bring my wallet. Then I'm undocumented. Somebody breaks into your house, it's a little bit more. But I guess we're just referring to them as uninvited visitors, right? No, uninvited guests, because they're not leaving. So, yeah, Jerem, let's take a listen to that.
Valdosta has been ravaged. The town is very, very badly hurting.
and many thousands are without power. They're running low on food and fuel. We brought a lot of it down with us. It's going to be distributed now or soon throughout Georgia, as well as North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Virginia, Alabama, and Tennessee. That's our big one. And the devastation wrought by this storm is incredible. It's so extensive. Nobody thought this would be happening, especially now it's so late in the season for the hurricanes. Homes, hospitals, highways, and cars have been plunged underwater. Entire neighborhoods have been turned into lakes. Nobody's seen anything like it. And to every family that's been displaced here in Georgia and North Carolina, which has really been hit, we were going there also, and they don't have communication. They don't have anything right now. We're trying to. I just spoke to Elon. I'm getting him. We want to get Starlink hooked up because they have no communication whatsoever. And Elon will always come through. We know that. And so we're working on that, getting them hooked up. They asked me whether or not that would be possible. We're going to try and get the Starlink in there as soon as possible because they have no communication. Right. And throughout the region, our hearts are with you, and we are going to be with you as long as you need it. It's called an hour of need.
Now, that is the former president of the United States, Donald Trump. Former President Trump. Yeah, that's good stuff. Thank you, Jeremy. Former President Trump is on the ground in Georgia. Former President Trump is organizing relief efforts for the people there. Former President Trump has Elon Musk setting up what he called Starlink, so that the people on the ground could have some better communications. Joe Biden's nowhere near the hurricane impact area. Kamala Harris, nowhere near the hurricane impact area. How about any of the members of the Biden team? Any of them there? Who's the guy who owned the train set? Remember, our Secretary of Transportation. He got the job because he owned a train set when he was a kid. Is he there? Because I would dare say that transportation is probably adversely affected, don't you think? Do we have a modern-day version of, what's his name? Brownie? Remember that? George W. Bush said, heck of a job, Brownie. He was talking to the guy who headed up FEMA about Hurricane Katrina. Well, where's the current version of that guy? Where exactly is the FEMA boss right now? Because it's all south of us. It got a chunk of the south side in our beloved Commonwealth. And it impacted Georgia like nobody's business. And you, if you've seen any of the images coming from Florida, they're absolutely awful. And it's former President Trump who's leading the charge to help. Could you imagine? I mean, honestly, for a second now, if this were Hurricane Katrina or what was it, Superstorm Sandy? Boy, there were photo ops all over the place. Now, why is that, do you think? I hate to say it, but is it because they were like solidly blue areas? There were some good good photo ops? I don't know. Let me take a look at a couple of things coming in here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, Donald Trump already on the ground in Georgia for the hurricane. You're right. Commie and Biden can't be found. Correct. 757, Jeff. If this were Hurricane Katrina or Superstorm Sandy, they would be there. Absolutely correct. 804, Trump is already acting like the president. Well, he's a leader. That's the thing. Sometimes you know who leaders are, and it's very rare to find a real leader. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. There are a lot of people in business who think that they are leaders. And in fact, they're managers. And there's a big, big difference. And then you get people who think they're managers. And you think, you're just kind of passing on messages from the manager. Right? I mean, that happens all the time. You go in, take a fast food place as an example. Because I think many people look at that and go, geez, this is bizarre. If you go into a Chick-fil-A, there's no question about who the manager is, and there's no question about the fact that the cafes at the top are the leaders, and there's no question about the fact that they have a mission to provide you with the best food in the most reasonable time at the most reasonable price point, right? Everybody agrees on Chick-fil-A. I don't want to call out any other places, but there are some places you walk into where you won't even interact with a human being anymore. It'll be a kiosk. Why? Because the people who worked there never understood what the real mission of the restaurant was, and they demanded outrageous money to do a job that, no offense, is actually better done by a robot. So they're all gone. Now, some of the other places, you might walk in and say, well, all right, your name tag says manager, so I guess you are the manager. But now what? Do you have people you're managing? Are you actually managing them? Or are you just the guy who gets to tell people you're on the fry later today? I don't know. 804 says Biden should just let Trump finish out his term after the election. No kidding. 804, hey, Jeff. The left said that George W. Bush killed all those people in New Orleans, yet the Democrats and federal government can't be found for Hurricane Helene. True. 804, hey, Jeff, given recent data on the 600,000 criminals let out into our country, we all need to call Tiny Tim Kaine's office to have him explain why he would allow this threat to the safety of our communities. Well, you could do that, and I promise you he will ignore you promptly. He doesn't give a crap what you have to say. Tiny Tim Kaine's voting base, as we all know, is Northern Virginia. If it's an issue there, then it's an issue for him. If it's anywhere else, he does not care. Jeff, this is Chris from Ashland. Wow, this goes to show us who the real president is when Harris and Biden aren't even here, and tells the country that this threat, that they don't have any more money for them. Yeah, that's a huge threat, and they don't have any money for them. That's what Joe Biden said. I don't know if we can track down that audio. I haven't actually heard the audio. I'm just going to give the heads up to Jeremy here. What I read was that Joe Biden was asked, is there anything else for the federal government to do? And his response was, no, we've done everything we can. Really? Well, I don't know. It seems to me we got a lot of people without power. We got a lot of people without water, without food, without shelter. Where is FEMA? Where are all the good, upstanding leftists who love federal government operations? How come they're not calling for more FEMA action on this? I don't know. I don't know. Well, anyway. All right, listen. Quick reminder about a couple of things. Number one, our Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140. And I got an email, I guess it was over the weekend, right? There are actually a handful of tickets left for Politics and Pints coming up on October the 16th. I thought the thing was sold out, but no, we've apparently got a few more tickets sitting around. So if you thought you were completely and totally out of luck, guess what? Your luck just got a little bit better. Now, you've got to buy your tickets online. That's the only way to get them, WRVA.com, WRVA.com. We'd love to have you come out. It is me. It's John Reed. It's Brian Kilmeade. Dana Lash is going to be there. And it should be a great time. Again, you've got to go to WRVA.com. It's a nice little get-together. We talk about stuff, mostly politics, hence the name politics. And there will be pints involved, which makes the other P, politics, that much more palatable. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
20 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and we've actually got some good news for a change. No, we really do. We apparently still have a couple of tickets for Politics and Pints. How cool is that? Yeah, I think we were all under the impression it was all sold out, but we still have a couple left. So, man, it is your lucky day, and I would urge you, head on over to WRBA.com right now and get those tickets. You know the way it works, right? It is fun. Sometimes people think, Jeff, I don't want to go to one of these Republican rallies. Well, all right. Well, I don't mind Republican rallies, but that's not what this is. It's just a bunch of folks. We hang out. We have a good time. We talk about stuff. And you know, we have that full DEI program now at WRVA, so Howard Gutman is invited to babble incoherently on behalf of the left. But, we entertain him for a couple of minutes, and then we kind of put him back off to the side. So it's good. It's good, is what I'm saying. WRVA.com is the only place to go and get your tickets. I would scoop them up. I would tell you how many we have left, but nobody tells me, so I don't really know. I just know we have a couple. All right. Now, having said all of that, I am curious to know exactly where the president of the United States is, where the vice president of the United States is, and why they're not doing a damn thing for the people who have been impacted by Hurricane Helene. That's what I would like to know. That's not Democrat or Republican, is it? It shouldn't be. That's about Americans who need help. That's about your friends, your neighbors, your relatives who need help. And we're not providing it right now. I have to give a shout out. Did you read a story about the Boise girls volleyball team? God bless them. They decided that they would forfeit their game on Saturday against San Jose State. Why? Because San Jose State has a dude who claims he's a girl. Right? A transgender player is, I suppose, how you refer to it. The situation, and I don't know anything about the person except that the person is a guy, and the person claims he's a girl, and the other people on the team apparently are perfectly okay having a guy pretending to be a girl play volleyball because it helps them win. Well, the girls, the young ladies at Boise State University on their women's volleyball team said, we don't want to risk injury. We do not want our players hurt in the same way that other players have been hurt playing against a guy. So we will forfeit our game. We know it goes down as a loss. It's just the way it is. Boise State Volleyball statement from Boise State Athletics. Quote, Boise State Volleyball will not play its scheduled match at San Jose State on Saturday, September the 28th. Per Mountain West Conference policy, the conference will record the match as a forfeit and a loss for Boise State. The Broncos will next compete on October the 3rd against Air Force. Well, good for them. The governor of Idaho is saluting them as well. San Jose State University has very quietly added a transgender player to its women's volleyball team without alerting opposing teams or the new player's teammates that he was, in fact, born a guy. Yeah. Well, good for those players. Now, we're at a point, as you know, where people are just attacked and demeaned and insulted if they don't go along with this stuff. You're going to play make-believe, and if you don't, somehow you're the bad person, when in fact you're standing up for women's rights, for girls' rights, for the rights of children to live safely and healthy. So good for these girls. As I said, the governor of Idaho has saluted them, and I don't know if this kicks them out of their playoffs. I don't know. I don't follow girls' college volleyball, but with heroines like this, now I'm thinking maybe I should. Maybe I should. It's going to be very, very interesting to see that play out. Jimmy Galliano is going to join us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. And I'll tell you what, it's a difficult day for Jimmy. Why? because his beloved Atlanta Braves, as we speak, are in the ninth inning of the most important game in the history of the franchise, and he is going to be joining us. Now, Jeremy, I'm just going to give it a heads up. If he doesn't answer the phone, let's not be angry. He's a Braves fan through and through, and he just, you know, might not be available. That's all I'm going to say. So hopefully we'll be chatting with Jimmy at 3:35. Tomorrow, 6 a.m., John Reed will be here. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Couple of folks asking about Charles Pyle in our local news. I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be back. I don't know. It just happens to be missing at the moment. But as soon as Charles returns, we will get it all out there to you. I promise you that it is a Monday afternoon. We have a lot that we are dealing with. I'm going to remind you that I am very, very concerned about the people in Florida and in Georgia and right here in our beloved Commonwealth who have been impacted by Hurricane Helene. And you will notice that the president, the vice president, they're not there. They're not there. They're out doing fundraising. Tim Kaine and Mark Warner should be in Southwest Virginia right about now dealing with this, and they were doing fundraisers. Thank God Governor Youngkin and First Lady Suzanne Youngkin went. They met with first responders. They met with the people there. They're getting emergency situations in place, but I don't know. I'm a little concerned. Let me say that. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted. I think he's been arraigned now. And, you know, Jimmy Galeano joins us every other week. Jimmy is a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. He is a graduate of West Point, infantry officer, ranger tab, I think. If I got that wrong, I'm sure he will be happy one way or the other to correct me. He's the mayor of his town now. But most importantly, he's an Atlanta Braves fan. And this is a very important game, and we've stolen Jimmy away from it. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeff, only for you and your audience. It is a nail-biter right now, but the Braves just had a collapse of an eighth inning and allowed the Mets to come back from 3-0. It's 6-3 Mets right now going into the bottom of the eighth. But, Jeff, we will persevere, my friend. We will persevere. I'm trying to act like an adult in front of my 14-year-old daughter who goes, "Really? You're getting upset about a baseball game?"
Yes. I mean, it's not just a baseball game. It's your Braves. Chop on, man.
I know. Hey, Jeff, before we get into what I know you want to get into, I was just listening to your lead up, and my gosh, I am old enough to remember 2005 when I was the FBI's New York City SWAT team senior team leader, and I took half of my SWAT team. We drove through the night into the next day down to help out the beleaguered law enforcement officers in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina literally devastated that city. And I remember the beating that the proverbial beating that President George W. Bush took. Yeah. Because he had the temerity to fly over the crisis site. He didn't want to draw attention to himself, and he wanted to see the devastation and lead efforts from FEMA. And he took a beating for that. And boy, it is you talk about the press yawning right now and barely noticing the fact that, man, what is it, Jeff? Is it 100 people that have died from the effects of this down in the southeast, something like that?
Yeah, north of 125 at this point. And as you know, you've got areas that don't have communication. The information isn't getting out. I mean, I hate to say it, but there are probably more victims that are going to be recovered at some point.
It is awful. You know, one of the things, and again, I'm as you pointed out, I'm the mayor of a very small village in upstate New York of 3,000 residents, you know, about 4 square miles of territory just off the Hudson River. And Jeff, I got to tell you this. I mean, we faced 4 major storms, not anywhere near the type of hurricane that the southeast is dealing with right now. And the most destructive force in nature is not fire. It's not lightning strikes. It is water. And watching what the flood damage does, taking lives and destroying property. It is the most destructive force in nature. And Jeff, I know you've already talked about this, but we are keeping the folks down there in their prayers and all the first responders that are going out and actively saving lives.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely, Jimmy. My heart is breaking. I got friends certainly in Florida. I've got some friends at WSB in Atlanta, man. They've been working, it seems like, 24 hours a day. Atlanta was getting, in some cases, 12 inches of standing water. And that's your hometown, man. You know that you can't deal with that.
It is. I've got an elderly aunt that lives out past Conyers, which is out east of Atlanta, in a place called New Bern, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And look, blessedly, the only thing she had to deal with was about 18 hours with no power. But yeah, the floods, the winds, all those things, we hope all those people down there stay safe. And I hope that at the local, state, and federal level, that they're getting the response that they desperately need and deserve.
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. And you've reminded me. I want to say this while you're here, because I know you had great interaction with the Virginia State Police when you were at Quantico. The Virginia State Police, their aerial team, has been hard at work. They have done so much in terms of rescue and recovery, and I guess really sort of weather recon, not just here in Virginia, but in all these areas impacted. So, I mean, you got the troops that are standing up, but boy, I would like to see the president or the vice president even pretend that they care about it.
The blue and gray in Virginia are some of the folks that I worked with when I was stationed at Quantico with the FBI's hostage rescue team back in the late 90s and early 2000s. Jeff, they truly are the best of the best. I mean, some of the most professional and dedicated men and women that I serve with in law enforcement. I mean, wonderful folks. And yeah, you'd like to see a little bit more leadership from the top. And sometimes leadership, and I don't want to suggest that it's about perception, but it's about, you know, standing out there and being engaged and let people see you, yes. You know, engaged and involved. And for one of them to be on vacation while the other was on campaign tour, yep. You know, you suspend the campaign. You come back to D.C. and you do what needs to be done. You leave Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, wherever the president was vacationing. You come back and you don't say something like, well, I spent 2 hours on the phone and I was engaged. You should have been in Washington, D.C. for something like this. And I know it's easy to sit here and throw stones, but Jeff, we've seen this before. We know how bad it looks when a president and a vice president are not engaged or perceived not to be engaged. And my gosh, I don't see how this is any different than what we've seen before and what was pilloried before.
Absolutely. Now, remind everybody, Jimmy Galliano is joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. You spent your career, the bulk of it, right, in that New York City area. And you saw throughout the years this Eric Adams, right? I mean, you saw him rise up through the ranks and become, was a Brooklyn Borough president, and he's a retired captain. But I had heard, and I don't know what your perception was, but I had heard from guys that I knew who were on the job in New York who would tell me, oh, this guy is as dirty as the day is long. You know, unsubstantiated, it's just sort of locker room stuff. But were you shocked when he was indicted?
No. I'll start by saying no, I was not. Now, Jeff, and I know you're always careful to couch discussions like this by saying people in our system of justice are innocent until proven guilty, and we'll give the mayor the benefit of the doubt. He is. Right. These are just allegations. Having said that, Jeff, I know you took a look at it. I read through the indictment page by page, and it is a scathing report on really three things, and I think it goes to cronyism, nepotism, and corruption. And I'm always careful to lodge, you know, that kind of charge of corruption. But in reading through the indictment, my gosh, it's just, I mean, how could he not have known better? I understand that many of the charges were made before he became the mayor. These didn't occur during his, I think he's been the mayor now for some almost 3 years. But Jeff, just the violation of FARA, just the taking goods and services in exchange for preferential treatment, for taking money from a foreign country in return to putting their priorities and the issues that they're seeking to have a mayor take a look at, putting them on the top of the pile. I mean, it is just a classic open and shut case. And I think the U.S. attorney for the Southern District in New York, painted a roadmap. And look, can the mayor stay on and hang on? He can. Mm-hmm. Should he? No, I would be ashamed if an indictment was put forth on me on this, and I would probably tuck my tail, resign in disgrace, and then try to fight the charges. Yes. But he has to say that he's embattled and more defiant than ever would be an understatement. He mm-hmm. appeared at two African-American churches up in Harlem this weekend and basically told the congregants that he was going to fight this. And he was not going to resign, Jeff. He was going to reign, R-E-I-G-N, going forward. So he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that when the feds bring charges, they have a 95% conviction rate. So good luck, and he'll have the best attorneys that money can pay for. But my gosh, Jeff, it makes me feel in my second, my adopted city of New York City, it makes me feel like I'm living in Chicago right now.
Wow. Wow. Now, it also seems to have impacted the past two police commissioners, right? Didn't they, each of them just resign?
So what happened is the three police commissioners that have been appointed by Mayor Adams, the first one was Keechint Sewell and was the first African-American female to be appointed to lead the department. Okay. She hung around for about 18 months. And then, now she didn't state this publicly, but the word on the street was she got tired of Mayor Adams putting some of his cronies into place and making her answer to them. Gotcha. When she was the police commissioner. She lasted 18 months. Okay. The second was the first Hispanic chief of police or police commissioner for the city of New York, and that was Edward Caban. And he resigned after about 11, 12 months under a cloud of an investigation. No indictment has been brought against him, but again, okay, it was pay-for-play kind of stuff. Gotcha. And then the third was somebody I know, a gentleman who was an FBI supervisor, a guy by the name of Tom Donilon, who is now being investigated for potentially having documents from his FBI career still in his possession. So it's been a tough go. I give Tommy Donilon the benefit of the doubt. I mean, this is something that I'm considering to be let it work itself out, but it's not anything connected with being in office.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to hear, actually. You have to remember.
It sounds like Chicago, right? Tammany Hall and Boss Tweed.
Well, Jimmy, we didn't have to go that far back. If you look at Boston, you know, the Commonwealth, our other Commonwealth where Heidi's from, we had three speakers of the House in a row that went to Club Fed. You know, I mean, we had a cell reserved, I think, at Allenwood strictly for former speakers of the Massachusetts State House. It was crazy.
It's sad. I mean, you know, elected office is something where it is a privilege and an honor. And it is sad that it has become synonymous with people joking about, you know, politicians. First of all, we can't tell the truth. And second of all, we're all on the grift. And unfortunately, it's a small minority. It's a small percentage, but it does color the profession. And it's sad. But yeah, this is going to be interesting to see what happens going forward in New York City. The city is definitely shaking to the core on this one.
All right. Well, listen, Jimmy, I know that you are waiting for your Braves to come back. Chop on. I will say that in front of you, in front of your 14-year-old, in front of everybody. Chop on, right? Not in front of Heidi, by the way. This is just between us. But chop on and hope that we see your guys in the postseason festivities. How's that go?
That sounds good, brother. Always enjoy joining you, Jeff, and have a great rest of your week, sir.
Thank you, my friend. That is Jimmy Galliano. He's a retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI, and he really is the number one Atlanta Braves fan on God's green earth. He grew up in Decatur, as memory serves. His dad was a West Point guy. Jimmy's a West Point guy, and because I want Jimmy to get back to the baseball game, I really do. I mean, he's such a good guy to take time away, but I do want to remind you that he's on the board of the directors of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. And that is an organization that helps law enforcement office, police officers, deputy sheriffs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who are wrongly accused of some sort of a criminal activity. And they defend them. They don't take every case, by the way. It's very, very selective. And if you go to policedefense.org, you can learn more about it. And we've got a local case that has come to the attention of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. And I'm not sure if it's this week or next week. We'll be covering that. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. 3:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's Monday, and I know we've got rain, and we got more rain, and then more rain, and more rain. But I have some good news for you, and that is that they found additional Politics and Pints tickets. And I don't know, in all candor, because nobody tells me how this stuff works, but I don't know if they were in somebody's folder or in, you know, an email they forgot to send. But the bottom line is this. You've got the opportunity to scoop up the last couple of tickets we've got. It's always a great time. My gosh, this is the eighth one. It's hard to believe. I think it's probably going to be the last one we do in Hopewell for a while, because the entire plan behind it had been a roadshow. You know, we're going to take it throughout to Central Virginia to all of our wonderful communities. So this is the third time we're doing it in Hopewell, which would lead me to think it's probably going to be the last time for a while. WRBA.com is the only place to go and get your tickets. They will not be sold at the door, and no, we're not giving any away so far as I know. So I would urge you to go and get them. It is a good time. It's a raucous time. It's not a rally for one political party or one candidate or anything like that. I mean, it's just a lot of good fun and a lot of good discussion and a couple of pints. I am there, obviously. John Reed is there. Brian Kilmeade is coming back. He had a great time last time. Dana Lash is coming in for it. Howard Gutman will be there. So, you know, I mean, 4 out of 5 ain't bad. All right, couple of quick emails, or text rather, coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, Tiny Tim Kaine is like a little gopher. Sticks his head out of his hole every 6 years when he wants your vote. Yeah. Absolutely correct. 757 said, and I quote, Kamala Harris said she is sending her thoughts from Las Vegas. Could you imagine George W. Bush doing that? Yeah, imagine for a second. Seriously, just imagine this. We don't have to do George W. Bush. How about Donald Trump? How about if Donald Trump were at a fundraising event in Las Vegas and there was this gigantic tragedy that impacts the southeastern United States? And Donald Trump says, well, I'm sending my thoughts from Las Vegas. Hope it all works out for you. But Kamala Harris does it, and there's not even a wisp. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Wow. Wow. Hey, Jeff, don't forget about all the roads, highways, and bridges that have been decimated by this hurricane. Where's Mayor Pete? Isn't that in his wheelhouse? Not a peep. Yeah, it should be. Jeff, they can't help all those poor Americans that have lost everything because they need that money to send to Ukraine. What a sad state of affairs. God bless Donald Trump. Yeah. 443, Jeff, where's the Biden-Harris administration for the Helene recovery? Too busy to care for Americans? I guess illegal aliens in Ukraine are more important. Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're learning, isn't it? That's exactly what we're hearing. That's what we're seeing. That's exactly what it is. And then finally, this one says, 804 says, Jeff, you got to stack those women's teams with dudes if you want to win. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.